Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Welcome to Simple Facts of Life Radio, where, you know, we're still holding out some hope that personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability can survive in the United States. But it's starting to look kind of grim. Al, we can still hope. I am, as always, your host, the Chief, coming to you from the proverbial bunker somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. And I'm actually going to be talking about Portland, Oregon a little bit today. Don't usually do that, but today I'm going to. But if you would like to join the show, the number here is 949-272-9588. Well, okay. Start out with some of the usual stuff because, you know, it's been a week since last we were here discussing things, and, well, seems that the Kraken is still a mythical creature. Nothing to be released. Haven't seen it. Don't know what's going on. Just still down in the cave. Yeah. Doesn't seem to be much going on there. The media is still referring to Joe Biden as the president-elect, nothing else. And, of course, the conservative outlets are referring to him as the former vice president. Don't know. President Trump is still pursuing whatever it is he's pursuing. Doesn't seem to be going anywhere. But, you know, I did see one kind of possibly interesting thing just showed up this morning. And well, maybe I'll talk about that a little later on after I get through some other stuff. But as far as the current situation, I guess what's most important to maintain some semblance of personal liberty and such here is we need to win the Senate races in Georgia. So if you have anything to do with that, do it. Because we have to, I don't know, I'm just getting the feeling that what we're going to be in for in the next few years is we here are going to be the next iteration of the resistance. People who are speaking out against what's going on. Nah, you know, that's okay. Because let's face it, it's always easier to complain about what somebody else is doing than to try to defend somebody who seems to spend a lot of time saying stupid things. Let's let the other people try and defend the barely coherent ramblings of Joe Biden for a while. Yeah, but okay. That's where we are there. But like I said, there's some different kinds of related subjects that I kind of wanted to talk about today, because it's been a little over a month since Election Day, and we've been talking about, you know, what happened then and what's been going on since. But I want to talk about some things other than the presidential race and the situation in Georgia and the Congress and all that. I want to get into something a little more local. Some of the things that we were voting on in Oregon. Because, you see, I've noticed a lot of people have been making fun of us since Election Day, because it seems that we voted to decriminalize all drugs, and so now you can, you know, have all your cocaine and your heroin and whatever, and it's all good here. Okay, let me talk about that for a little bit. Now, that was measure 110 on the ballot. You know what? I don't even remember how I voted on that. I probably voted no, because when I read it, you know, I didn't vote for it because of the all decriminalizing drugs. The reason I think I voted no for it is because it looked to me, when I was reading it, like what it was some kind of liberal feel-good thing that was going to cost some taxpayers money. And that's the kind of thing I tend to vote against pretty much all the time. So my reasons for voting against it, which I guess I did, didn't really have anything to do with what we've been hearing about it, because I didn't even know about this until after the election, and I started hearing about all this stuff we voted for, and I, well, what was that? So I had to go back, and I still have a little thing that came in my ballot. We only have mail-in ballots here, nothing new to us, but yeah. So I read what it was I was voting the issue. Measure 110, provides statewide addiction recovery services. Marijuana taxes partially finance. Reclassifies possession penalties for specified drugs. That's what it was. It really didn't say a whole lot. And I look at what it's doing. And until I get down to the very end of it, it says, reduces measure, reclassifies personal non-commercial possession of certain drugs under specified amount from misdemeanor or felony, depending on person's criminal history, to Class E violation, is subject to either $100 fine or completed health assessments by center or blah, blah. That's all it said. Now, I'm sure they sent the complete text of the law saying everything, but in some book which I threw away, I did not know I was voting to legalize cocaine, heroin, whatever it is. It was on there. But I guess that's what happened. So there it is. But you know what? Like I said, I'm pretty sure I voted against it for just the reasons because I think, I talk about personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. And I think, it's kind of up to individuals to take responsibility, and it's not the job of the state to provide statewide addiction recovery services. No, if you've got a problem, you should solve your own problems. So that's the way it is, but doesn't really affect me. But I want to talk about another, I'll talk about a couple other, one thing I do remember I did vote in favor of, it was proposed by initiative petition. Also, this 110 was an initiative. So, we do that a lot around here. But this one allows for the manufacturer, delivery, administration of psilocybin, magic mushrooms. It's not recreational, it's like medical, it can be prescribed, and they said, it's okay, there's been studies, and, good for some psychological problems, and I had no problem with that. We also, in my little city here, we had a little thing on the ballot, another initiative. It allowed for the sale of recreational marijuana in the city. Well, it's legal in this state. I think I voted in favor of that simply because, hey, if somebody wants to spend their money and it's taxed and everything, it should probably go to my city here where I live, and instead of having to go to this next town over, because there, for the last few years, there's been plenty of places around here to buy that stuff if you want to. Okay, but now here's the one kind of with the title of the show I was talking about. This is one that does affect me. This is Measure 108. This was not an initiative. This was put on the ballot by our state legislature because it is a tax increase. And in Oregon, we have the law, the state legislature is not allowed to increase taxes. It has to go to a vote of the people. Pretty much any tax increase or new tax or anything like that has to go to the people. So they do it. I don't know, at one point in time, I don't know if they still do it or not, they even had something called a double majority. You had to have, in order to pass a tax increase, you had to have a majority of the registered voters actually vote, and a majority of the people who voted to vote in favor of it. I don't know if they still do that or not. I hadn't heard about it, but okay. this one here, measure 108, I kind of knew it was going to pass because this is one of those liberal feel-good things that always passes. Well, not so much because all liberal feel-good things always pass, but you see, there's one thing you can pretty much always count on from virtue signaling leftists. They will always vote in favor of a tax that somebody else has to pay. As long as they don't have to pay the tax, they will always vote for it. So I knew this was going to. So you see, here's the thing. If you got to, you know, it's hard to. They wanted to say up the tax on gasoline. That's hard to get because most people have cars and they're going to have to pay that tax. Nobody wants to pay a higher tax on their gasoline. Nor do we don't have a sales tax. They've been trying to get one for forever, as long as I've been living here. But people never vote for it. We kind of like our no sales tax. We do have a kind of a high income tax, but here's the thing. Hard to raise taxes on gas because most people have cars. Well, maybe they want to tax booze, up the excise tax on alcohol. Well, you know, most liberals are a bunch of drunks. Kind of hard to do that. But measure 108 is on the ballot. I've seen every few years they put one of these on the ballot, but this was really a good one. It was a tax on cigarettes. Now, most people, well, roughly 70% of the population doesn't smoke. So therefore, yeah, I think this tax passed like by 60-some or close to 70%. Pretty much, yeah, some of the non-smokers obviously voted against it. But this tax, this measure more than doubled the tax. Let me see. It increases the cigarette tax by $2 a pack. It had been $1.33. So I guess that means whenever this new tax goes into effect, the tax on a pack of cigarettes will be $3.33. For something that, oh, I don't know, I can remember. When I first moved to Oregon, you could buy a pack of cigarettes, tax included, you know, was a little over a buck. That was like 20-some years ago. Now, like I say, I saw it. Well, it wasn't even close, the vote, because I knew what it was going to be. I voted no. I'll vote no the next time they want to raise it, and they will. But you see, it did affect me because I'd smoked cigarettes, had for, you know, many years. In fact, you know, I saw this on the ballot and how big it was. I got a carton of cigarettes like a few days before the election. I don't know when these taxes, but, you know, I wasn't a heavy smoker these, you know, lately, and you know, maybe a little less than half pack a day or something. So I ran out of cigarettes on thing evening of Thanksgiving Day, about 10 days ago. I haven't got any cigarettes, haven't had a cigarette since. I don't intend to. Do I care about my health? Yeah, I guess maybe a little, I don't know. But, I mean, I'm really not worried about dying young or anything because, newsflash, that particular Elvis has left the building. I mean, I'm already as old as I ever really wanted to be, so hey. But the reason I'm not smoking isn't so much for all the usual reasons. Not even, you know, to save the money. Not even about the money as much as I refuse to let those people, those virtue signaling a-holes, beat me. See, here's the thing. Over the years, the state of Oregon has they got quite a bit of my money over the years paying those taxes. And you know what? They could have gotten quite a bit more. But no, they got greedy. They wanted it all. They wanted, I mean, like, 3 times the cost of the cigarettes is the taxes. I mean, the store, everybody else, no, they're the only one. They're just so greedy. They thought they could vote themselves more of my money. You know what? They ain't getting any more. You could have got more. You know, the old thing, goose that laid the golden egg. Yeah. You know, and it just occurs to me because I wonder what if everybody had the same attitude that I do about that. Because, you know, they always say, well, one of the things they wanted to use this money for, you know, well, 10% of it was supposed to go to smoking cessation. And what did they think? I gotta read this here. Financial impact. They were figuring it was going to raise about $150 million a year, this added tax. It's on top of how all the money they were, $100 million or whatever they were getting before. And I'm just wondering, what would happen if everybody just did like me, said, I ain't paying, I don't care, not paying it anymore. You know, because they say, well, that's what we want. We're trying to get people to quit. But you know they don't really care. It's all about the money. And if that tax money stopped coming in, I'm going to tell you what. Those politicians would have withdrawal symptoms a whole lot worse than any smoker. They'd probably be trying to run public service announcements to get people to smoke. But okay. Oh, boy, I guess I should get to one other little thing here. So I kind of teased this at the front of the show. It seems that I just saw this morning, or, you know, this afternoon, whatever. The Attorney General of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the states of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin over unconstitutional changes to election laws. Yes, those are the 4 states that, along with a couple others, but those are the big states that Trump and the Kraken and all this was supposed to get to. And I guess the suit's saying like they exploited the COVID-19 and all this to ignore the laws and change the rules. And okay. What I'm curious about is, okay, they say they file this with the Supreme Court. I don't know, I had not determined if the court had agreed to hear this case, but I'm kind of wondering if this case actually gets to the Supreme Court, that would indicate to me that the justices are going to be inclined to agree with this suit on the merits, because I'm wondering how they actually have standing to bring this suit at all. I mean, the state of Texas is suing four other states about elections in those states. I mean, I guess they're saying they were harmed by it because the vote didn't go the way they wanted. I don't know if that works. But if the Supreme Court wanted to just, you know, dismiss it, they could very easily just say, what are you doing here? You don't have standing to bring this suit. It would be pretty easy. So just the fact that if they hear it, it might actually release the Kraken. Okay. Just a couple minutes here. This is something I've been talking about for a long time, and something the president needs to do it right now. It has nothing to do with the election, except that, assuming that he lost it. But Joe Biden has indicated that John Kerry will be his climate change czar, and he wants to get back into the Paris Climate Accord, which is nothing to me but a ripoff of the United States. But what I said years ago, the president should have done, and he's running out of time. He needs to do it right now. He needs to submit that agreement to the Senate as a treaty, because the Constitution requires that 2/3 of the senators agree to it for a treaty to have the force of law. I don't think that's going to happen. And then the Senate would be on record as having rejected the treaty. It would make it kind of hard for Biden to say, well, we are required to do this because reasons. We'd not be required to do anything. Now, of course, he could still just say, we're doing it because we want to, and it's our administration policy, and yada, yada, yada. But, yeah, he should have done that years ago. As soon as he got in, he should have, same with the Iran nuclear deal, should have given that to the Senate and said, hey, it's a treaty, take it or leave it. And I am out of time, so